Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Will, you can listen to the PM Team on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Donnie, I was actually listening in the car via the Odyssey app to your hit on Cleveland Radio this morning with Ken Carman, who is worth between $1 and $3 million, we found out yesterday. Very good work by you. The Odyssey app on CarPlay, man, is very nice. Looks real good there. Better and better and better on that Odyssey app in the car. And, of course, I could have done the hit, but then I told Ken I had a prior engagement, which I did at 7:30 in the morning. I was doing a Verizon thing, Don, down at Acrisure Stadium. I think old Mulsey killed it. I got a couple laughs from the crowd. It was a lively crowd at 7:30 in the morning.
Was that Steely McBeam you got a
picture? I got a picture with McBeam. And McBeam, man, whoever was beneath the costume, they did not break mascot code. They have to communicate in nods or shakes of the head and fist bumps. Whoever was doing the McBeam work was true to the mascot code. But that was I had a fun little time down there with Verizon this morning. And they have some very cool stuff they're doing with the Steelers that I know you're going to be hearing about very soon. So that was that was literally why. And all those guys in Cleveland thought that I was blowing them off on purpose. I was not. But I was glad that you got a little shine off of the whole thing. All right. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider, my goodness, for over 50 years. It's there that we find former MLB All-Star Matt Clement, who we have really enjoyed talking a lot of shop with this year. Matt, what's going on, man?
How are you guys doing? Having a good day so far?
Doing very well here, and I have a lot to get to because before we, or the last time we spoke, we had not seen what the Pirates would ultimately do at the trade deadline, so I'll start you there. What was your impression of the following? Ben Cherington essentially saying that there were better offers, or at least an offer that might have included a top 75 MLB prospect for David Bednar, but that ultimately the package headlined by Rafael Flores was the one that he and his people liked better. I would call that, Matt, a bold statement because essentially the GM is saying, just trust me and my people. I think we got this right. So your thoughts on that kind of trade and that return for Bednar in what was a pretty fertile market for sellers if you were selling a reliever?
Yeah, we talked last time that this whole thing is revolving, this trade deadline was revolving around relievers, so you could get a little bit more for them. And again, like you said, you know, you have to trust Ben Cherington and the Pirates scouts on this one because, you know, as a fan or somebody that's watching this team, and I think the tough part is it's frustrated fans that are watching this team and frustrated with the decision. So, you know, to come out and make a statement like that is almost like we got this. And I guess time will tell on that situation. But again, it's a fan base that isn't really sure that they believe that that the Pirates and their scouting staff has this. And you know, from my perspective, it'd be dumb of me to say, like, I'm looking at numbers and stuff I haven't scouted players, so to say who's better or what's mm-hmm. better is really a tough call for me. And you know, I think it just comes down to the fans trusting Cherington, which I don't know how much a lot of them are right now.
Well, it's like when, to use a football analogy, I think Aaron Rodgers told Packers fans at one point to relax several years ago, and he's an upper room Hall of Fame guy. I think the equivalent right now with the way things have been going would be like, I don't know, Trent Dilfer before he won a Super Bowl telling fans to relax and that he had things under control. The thing I will say, Matt, is, I mean, just taking it, maybe put yourself in the shoes of a player, like put yourself in Paul Skeens' shoes for a minute here. One of the things that's very clear about picking Flores and the other two players from the Yankees over whatever might have been out there, and I think the rumor was Eduardo Tait, the catcher from the Phillies who went to the Twins. He's 19 years old, and he's a high-ceiling catching prospect. Flores should be in the majors sometime next year to help this team at catcher. If you're on the team and you want, you know, you're going to be playing on the team next year like Skeens is, how would you feel about maybe viewing it through the lens of, okay, they took a player where the centerpiece of the deal should be here catching games and hopefully helping us with his bat next year rather than 3 or 4 years from now?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. This whole franchise going forward is going to be from Paul Skeens. You're going to give him a contract. You're going to extend him. So, yes, you know, from that perspective, do I think that was the perspective that was made on this trade? I don't know. I probably doubt it. But from somebody like Paul Skeens' shoes, like this guy could help me, help us. And he has, and Paul Skeens isn't a me. He's definitely an us and wants to win because that's what he's used to doing. Yeah. I mean, that does make sense, but it's also, you know, like I said before, like you have to trade people to get people. And especially if you want to fill this lineup with people that are going to, you know, make an impact and let him not be 4-7 at the All-Star break and start in the All-Star game 2 years in a row. So, you know, I guess a little nudge to what you're saying, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure that, you know, that moves the needle for somebody like Paul Skeens.
The pride of Butler, Matt Clement, MLB All-Star, joining us right now here on The Fan, as he does every Wednesday. And I wanted to ask you more about Skeens, though. This story, our own Dan Zangrilli intimated that the Pirates have, in fact, been trying to get a deal done with Skeens, some sort of contract extension. We were spitballing something to the effect of 5 years, $100 million. I think the ARB record, or the ARB projection, I should say, for him is like 45 to 50. Tack on 1 year of free agency at $50 million. Everybody's happy. He has a nine-figure deal. Just from the player's perspective, how do you evaluate something like that where, yeah, you can lock yourself into a lot of money, but there's always the chance that maybe you get hurt in the last year of the deal where you're getting paid $50 million, but uh-oh, now suddenly a $600 million deal might be off the table. How do you weigh those risks, do you think?
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I think one thing to factor in with Paul Skeens is, like, let's just look at Roman Anthony today. Mm-hmm. They're talking 8 years, $130 million.
Could be as much as $230 million if he hits incentives, yeah.
And Roman Anthony is a you know, one of the bigger prospects in baseball. But this is Paul Skenes. What he's doing is generational. So there, the number figure on this is, you know, Skenes can take this wherever he wants to take it. He started the All-Star game his first 2 years in the big leagues. 1 year, he was 4-7. The other year, he wasn't even here half the year, half the first half, and started the All-Star game. Like, the numbers he's putting up haven't been seen before this quick. The only person I can think of this quick was Dwight Gooden, with Doc Gooden,
sure,
when he first came up in 86. And so you are talking, you're talking numbers that are like, could go any direction based on how, I guess, Skenes wants to take it. Now, me as a person, after my first year, and I was a top prospect with the Padres once upon a time, not even in the area code of Paul Skenes as far as what he's doing. And, you know, they offered me a 3-year deal after my first year, or a 4-year deal because I wanted some security in my life. And so I think the general terms of this is like, yeah, this would be for Skenes. But at the same time, like, the amount of money that Paul Skenes is making off the field right now really changes things also. Like, he, you know, I can't imagine, you know, what he's garnering per signature on an 8x10 or a baseball right now, which changes the kind of money. We think about the money he's making right now and his signing bonus and just that stuff. But like, he's the most sought after person and one of the top five sought after people in baseball right now, as far as autographs and memorabilia and, you know, and all things like that. So I don't know if 5 for $100 is enough, honestly, if I'm his camp. But at the same time, I get what you're saying. You know, I'm a realist. I look back to myself in this situation. Shoot, I'd take it and run and say, okay, I'll worry about the rest of it later on in my life. $100 million is $100 million.
Is there any, like, ill will if you turn down a contract when it's offered that early, like, from the team? Is it all understood that it's just business? Or is there, or, you know, they try to hit you with, oh, come on, that's disappointing. Look how much money we're guaranteeing you right here, right now. You've barely played in the bigs. I always wondered about the behind-the-scenes dynamics when those deals get offered but they don't get accepted.
Well, I'll say this. I think if this deal gets offered, something's going to get done. I really do. I think so. But if you think about how much they gave Ke'Bryan Hayes, and now we're talking Skenes and the difference in what we're talking about here, you know, the Pirates are going to have to go more than this hypothetical number that we're kind of playing with right now on the radio. And I think that, you know, it all comes down to how many years of his free agency are you going to take away. And if it doesn't take away any of his free agency, you know, you have a chance of getting this thing done. Probably. I don't think there's ill will, but I would think that Skenes is motivated to get something like this done, as all these young, great prospects are, to give them that first step and be so young, set yourself and your family and generations up for life. And then everything else after that is big. And let's be honest, like, from the Pirates' perspective on this, you put insurance on it. Mm-hmm. If something crazy would happen, like a an injury, an off the board injury, and with the medical today, people, you know, you miss a year back, you're stronger, you're better. It's not the death sentence it was back in my time when some of those injuries happened. So I just feel like if this wants to get done on both sides, it's going to get done. The numbers, I don't know if we really realize where they are though.
Last one for you, Matt, and this is one that the Pirates made the wrong kind of history last Friday. 9-0 after a half inning, 9-1 after a full inning. 15-6 later in the game, they become just the fourth instance of a team since 1900 having at least an 8-run lead after one inning of play and losing the baseball game. Problem is, of course, that they were also one of the other three teams that had already had it happen to them in 1989, so it's double trouble, lightning strikes twice. But I was watching that game, and I said to my neighbor, we were sitting on the deck watching the game, I said, I should bet the Rockies right now at 9-0. It's Coors Field. Weird stuff happens. What is your strangest Coors Field story, and how close does it get to 17-16 Pirates lose to the Rockies?
Just a crazy night, actually, as you kind of not watching the game, but watching the scores that went by and, like, you know, seeing them up 9-0, then seeing what happens at the end. I guess my biggest Coors Field, you know, memory, and I actually have the lineup card sitting behind me here. That was my debut, was Coors Field.
Oh my God, dude.
So that was the Blake Street Bombers of Bichette, Larry Walker, Vinny Castillo. They Mike Lansing, like, they were known for what they do. And I get called up same day I get there. I'm in the bullpen. So let's take that back a step. I've never pitched in the bullpen a day in my life. So I have to go down to Coors Field, sit there in the bullpen, and wait till my name might get called in this game. And I quite honestly don't remember if we were winning by a lot of runs or losing.
You
by
were
a
losing
lot of runs.
By a lot of runs when you came in, I believe.
Yes,
you guys lost that game 12-2.
And I remember kind of like, I'm smart enough and I have enough feel for baseball that I'm sitting down that bullpen. This is a team that's going to basically my Padres team was going to win the division,
yeah,
and go on to play in the World Series.
Sure.
This was near the end of the season. So I knew the new guy up here, they're not wasting any pitching. I'm going in this game. And the worst part about that is I knew I was going in this game probably in like the fourth inning or the fifth inning, and just sitting and waiting and knowing what Denver was like. And I couldn't tell you what my stat line was. I know it didn't turn into a mess. I know I had other games there that probably did turn into a mess that I remember, but I just that memory of knowing the lore and the, you know, what happens at Coors Field and having to wait there for your debut was rough.
I'll tell you this. I have your stat line in front of me. The good news, you struck out a batter in one inning. You also did not give up a home run. The bad news? Your ERA after your major league debut was 27. You did give up three,
right,
but you know what? You had a better day than Joey Hamilton or Scott Sanders ahead of you, both of whom got beat up for a lot of runs, too.
Scott Sanders, whose son debuted last night for the Pirates.
Which is crazy.
That's pretty
but
cool.
That's a story for another day. We might revisit that next week. Hey, Matt, as always, it's a pleasure, man, and we'll talk to you again next week. Like I said, thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
Cool. God, can you imagine, Don, Coors Field for your very first entree into the bigs? You want to talk about just walking into basically pitcher hell. That sounds like what it would be. Oh, yeah. Hey, Matt, good luck. Have fun. The ball flies about twice as far here, it seems. Have a good one.
What do people say is the second worst place you could probably start a game?
I mean, like nowadays,
Yankee Stadium or Cincy?
I would say Cincy. You know what used to be an underrated launching pad was Arizona, and I think it still kind of is. I used to look at that stuff and really nerd out. Chase Field, whatever it's called now, Arizona's Park, used to be pretty close to Coors Field, especially when they really were trying to mess with the balls with the humidor and everything and really taking steps to try to rein in Coors Field. The Diamondbacks Park was also another crazy one where the ball just jumped out of there. I mean, dude hit one 430 feet off Mason Miller there yesterday. Now, granted, him throwing the ball 104 probably contributed to that, but still.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.